Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of 1 Corinthians, Serve in Unity. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 26 to 40, order in public worship. Notice verse 40, let all things be done decently and in order. Why? Well, the answer is in verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. God instituted order at creation when he brought light and form to darkness and void. Satan's objective is to violate God's design in our lives and bring confusion, perversion, and destruction. Apparently, the leadership at the church in Corinth were not effective, and it led to disorder in the public worship experience. Corporate worship is vital to a church's liveliness. And so Paul gave three priorities in conducting public worship. First, all members are to participate in public worship. Verse 26, the first part of it. How is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation? You see the apostles' church vision? Paul envisioned a worship service where each member brings distinct individual gifts. You must be there to participate, and you're expected to contribute to the experience. A worship service is most effective when all the parts of the body function. Second, all members must be edified in public worship. Be the second part of verse 26. Let all things be done for edification. Effective worship results in edification. Each part of a worship experience is planned and intended for the growth, the improvement, the maturing of believers. Each member is focused on building up the other Christians. A worship service is most effective when all are edified. Third, all members will be organized in public worship. Lack of organization was the problem at the church at Corinth. The people spoke in tongues without interpretation, and so much time was used for this that everything else was pushed out. Paul called for order and decorum in public worship. He gave instructions on tongues and prophecy. And he gave six guidelines for speaking in tongues in the church. First of all, edification. A helpful atmosphere versus chaos. Verse 26 again. How is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. No confusion. Edification. Second, procedure. Order, number, 1, 2, or 3. Look at verses 27, 28. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be 2, or at the most 3, each in turn, and let 1 interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Simultaneous utterances bring confusion. Interpretation, restraint, that's gifts under control. Verses 27, 28. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be 2, or at the most 3, each in turn, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in church, and let him speak to himself and to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. If the one with the gift of interpretation is not present, the ones with the gift of tongues are to be silent. If you can't, and listen, if you can't restrain it, it's not of the Spirit. Look at verse 29, down to verse 32. Let two or three prophets speak and let the others judge. But if anything is revealed to another who sits by, let the first keep silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. No confusion. It's peace and orderliness. Verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Listen, where you find confusion, God is missing. It's just that simple. Silent submission. Look at verses 34 and 35. Let your women keep silent in the churches, for they're not permitted to speak. But they are to be submissive, as the law also says. And if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for women to speak in the church. This is to say that women are not to have an authoritative voice in the public worship experience. Men are called by God to be in the place of verbal authority. So what is Paul saying here? Women will not be speaking in tongues in the service. And then number six, dignity. Verse 36. Or did the word of God come originally from you? Or was it you only that it reached? Paul follows up with strong words in verses 37 and 38. If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. But if anyone is ignorant, let him be ignorant. Do not argue with the unteachable. These words are clear. Finally, he pleads for dignity. Verses 39 and 40. Therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy. And do not forbid the speaking with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. The bottom line is this. Organization is crucial for an effective public worship experience. You spend some time thinking about that, and you have a great day.